From a table in the back corner of the bar, Theron watched his target closely as he tossed back another drink with his fellow soldiers. The Hammer and Nail was located only a few blocks from the Orbital Defense Command Center, making it a popular hangout for the troops stationed there. It was easy to spot them in the crowd, as they tended to wear their uniforms even when off duty, particularly the officers. The Empire was a martial society, and there were status and perks given to those of higher rank. The waitress made more frequent trips to tables where the officers gathered. The bartender filled their glasses right to the rim. He'd even seen a handful of civilian patrons and enlisted troops surrender their tables if there weren't empty seats when the officers entered, though the manner in which they slinked away made it seem more like fear than a sign of respect. Theron had set his sights on a man named Captain Pressick, commander of one of the ODCC's emergency response teams. Tall, blonde, and handsome, the broad-shouldered officer carried himself with a privileged air of someone who had grown up being taught he was better than everyone else. Even among the other members of his elite unit, he carried himself with an air of arrogance and superiority. Theron's investigations had uncovered Pressick's reputation for being a hard drinker when he wasn't on duty. And when he got drunk, he got violent, though he was smart enough to pick his fights with civilians to avoid any consequences that might harm his military career. Pressick's shift had ended several hours ago. Since then, he had been here at the bar, drinking with a handful of other officers. But while most of them nursed glasses of wine or ale, he was tossing back white Nova doubles with reckless abandon. Not that Theron minded. The more Pressick drank, the easier this would be. He said something to the others at his table, eliciting a round of ribald laughter. Then he got up and made his way toward the refresher. Theron moved quickly to cut him off, walking with a pronounced drunken stagger. He bumped into the soldier as they both tried to enter the refresher at the same time, using the contact to get in close enough for the scanner in his pocket to read the data encoded on the ID badge prominently displayed on the left breast pocket of Pressick's uniform.
"Sorry," Theron grumbled.
"Watch where you're going,"
the man snapped, roughly shoving Theron back with his shoulder and forearm.
"Mind if I go first?"
Theron asked, taking a step toward the refresher, stalling to give the scanner the 30 seconds it would take to download the data from Pressick's badge.
"Kind of an emergency."
The soldier didn't reply as he squeezed past Theron and into the refresher, the door whooshing shut behind him. Theron remained standing just outside the door, considering his options. He knew the scanner hadn't had enough time to finish the job, and the holorecorder in the implant of his left eye hadn't captured a clear enough shot of Pressick's face to duplicate his retinal scan. He had no choice but to try again. The refresher opened a few moments later, and Pressick stepped out, giving Theron a dangerous glare when he saw him still waiting by the door.
"What's your problem, subjugate?"
he said, using the imperial term for those without citizen status. The implication in the word was clear. Here on Zyost, you have no rank. You have no rights. Back down.
"I was here first,"
Theron said, slurring his words and leaning forward as if he were having trouble keeping his balance.
"You cut the line!"
From the corner of his eye, Theron noticed the patrons at the nearby tables scooping up their drinks and rapidly retreating to a safe distance. Pressick's lip curled up into a snarl of contempt as he fixed his piercing blue eyes on the maggot in front of him.
"Perfect," Theron thought. "Give me a nice clear shot of those pretty little peepers."
To Theron's surprise, Pressick turned away after a few seconds.
"Sit down, subjugate," he said,